can come to the phone at this moment, but please leave your name and number, and I will get back to you as soon as possible.
Leave a message.
Thank you. At the tone, please record.
I'll have food. Okay.
I don't either. I guess we'll proceed. I was trying to call Miss Wyatt and get her on. She wanted a conference. And I just did. All right, I'll go ahead. I'll call the Taney County Commission meeting to order Monday, December 21st, 2020. I've got 9:05 a.m. There's any commission remarks. Moving on down the agenda, discussion of Christmas Eve.
I think that was just put on there so we can formally vote to close the courthouse on Christmas Eve. The federal government did it, and the state did it. So we're going to follow suit. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So move to close the Taney County Courthouse for Christmas Eve, December 24th, 2020.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Did you get her? I tried, like I said. Am I calling the right number?
Yes.
Miss Wyatt?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Mike Schofield, we're here having, I just started the county commission meeting. We've did the discussion of Christmas Eve, and we voted on that, and now we're moving on down the agenda for approval of accounts payable.
Thank you.
Move to approve accounts payable, checks numbers 461816 through 461879. Warrant 7533 through 7545. Two transfers.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for regular session minutes, December 16th, 2020, and executive session minutes for December 14th, 2020.
Move to approve executive session minutes for December 14th, 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve regular session minutes for December 16th, 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
We're going over the 14th real quick.
On the 14th, I just was not available for the budget discussion, so I don't know your decision if I should vote on it.
Move to approve regular session minutes for December 14th, 2020.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll. Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Bid recommendations for Public Administrator's Office Bond number 2020-11-460.
Morning, Commission.
Morning.
We're here in reference to the Public Administrator's Office Bond, RFB number 202011-460. We received three bidders. First one from Teeple Insurance Agency, coming in at $14,625. The second is Connell Insurance of Ransom, Missouri, coming in at $8,400. And the third was Rawlings Associates, and they came in at $25,560, but they were pretty much immediately disqualified because they did not follow the bid requirements.
Do you know why there's such a price discrepancy between Teeple and Call?
I do not.
But they bid the exact same thing?
Yes.
Move to award bid number 202011-460 to Connell Insurance Incorporated.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Round Mountain Road and Bridge Project Bid Recommendation. I have a letter dated December 15, 2020 from our attorney.
Be representative from Great River Engineering?
Yes. You have the number right there in front of you. I actually grabbed the wrong stuff there this morning where I left the office. Do you have the bid number right in front of you?
Two bids were opened on December 7th. And took those bids. Did you and Devin take
those? Yeah, we took those bids on December the 7th here at the county offices. We received two bids. We had a request to postpone the bid due to MoDOT having a letting at the same time as the prior bid. So in hopes to get a little bit better prices, we moved it back a little bit. We're still seeing a little bit higher prices than what we normally see in talking with the different contractors. Is primarily coming down to a materials and labor shortage is what they're running into. It's just right now materials are up in cost overall, and that's kind of raising their prices some. Hartman and Company from Springfield, Missouri was a low bidder. They were the contractor that built the Coon Creek Bridge. They built a number of bridges in this area, large BRO bridges and a lot of other work. They are well qualified on that standpoint as far as their ability to perform the work. We took all the bids back, double-checked the math, and double-checked to make sure that they had all of their federal required paperwork. This is a federally funded project, so there's a lot of requirements on the disadvantaged business enterprises and things of that nature. They have all their paperwork in order, which is what we expected from them. And so we're making a recommendation to accept the bid from Hartman and Company and move forward in the process of the construction of the project.
Does anybody have any questions on that?
Sheila, can you even hear me?
Yes, sir, I can.
Okay.
Go ahead.
That's it. Is there any questions on it?
Is there any further questions?
Move to award bid number BRO-NBIL-B106-001 to Hartman and Company.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Can, well, Jason is there. Can it be stated the process now with this bid, because I've had questions on it from customers there, to where this bid now has to go?
Yeah. So based upon today's letter, we'll get the letter for bid recommendation back from the commission today or tomorrow. Hopefully it'll come through today. And then we'll send that all to MoDOT and the contractor. The contractor will put together their bonding information, which is a performance and payment bonds to make sure that they do the work and that there are the county's protected from them coming on the job site, doing part of the work, and then leaving. That should take approximately 1 to 2 weeks in a normal business. With Christmas, I anticipate that may take an extra week. Just due to Christmas. MoDOT will also review that, and then we'll set what we call our pre-construction conference. And during the pre-construction conference, which should be in early January, the contractor will come and we will discuss things such as road closure time, who notifies whom as far as ambulance districts, fire protection districts, police, sheriff, just to let them know that the road is not open to the public anymore, emergency contacts, if they have an accident on the job site, or if you need to get a hold of a contractor during a weekend. We'll go over all of those types of things, and we'll officially have a start date. The contractor, typically about a week after that, will give us a start. At that meeting, will give us a start date that is typically a week after that meeting or within a week. Sometimes that may vary, but typically it's pretty quick where they will say, we're going to roll in on this date and bring equipment in and start work. Hopefully that helps, but we should have our meetings in early January and be turning, hopefully we'll be turning dirt by the middle, the end of January.
Jason, I'm just going to add to that, that we're aware that it's been years in the making, but that at this point the county is doing all they can to proceed as quickly as they can, and that the bridge will be paid for this way out of the road funds. Is that correct?
That is correct. So on the first thing I want to point out is on the bridge number that we gave, that's issued by Federal Highway, and the number in parentheses is the BRO number, which would be 001. So that this is the first BRO that they have on record for the county. For some reason in my head, I thought Fox Creek was one many years ago, but apparently Federal Highway didn't track that one, so this is the first one that Federal Highway's ever registered for the county. The program started in the 80s to fund it. So, this is the first time the commission has been able to use that funding, and they put all that stuff together to, all of the hard work, all three commissioners and Devin put that together. Also, I will say that, working on other projects around the county, including the Coon Creek Road, has helped boost your soft match numbers, which helped to lower the amount out of pocket and give you money to trade back and forth with other counties to boost your BRO numbers. The county commission had to request to actually go into what they call the negative, which is not a bad thing. If they ever cancel the program, all balances go to zero. If you're positive or negative, you don't ever owe any money. But they actually had to request to go above the county's allotted amount to be able to do this project. And so it took a lot of hard work from all three commissioners and letters to MoDOT, basically asking for the ability to do this project. And without the BRO, I don't think